I'm joined in the studio now by Tom McCann. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Tom McCann.
And?
Oh, I'm here to talk about mapping work in Haiti.
And what do you do in professional life?
In the community, I work at the Forest Service.
Okay.
I'm the Information Resource Specialist. That's my official title, but I work with geographic information systems and databases.
Cool. And that's what led to your ability to help out the folks in Haiti with some rebuilding efforts. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, that's right. That's a good lead-in. You know, as part of my job at the Forest Service, I read a lot of media about geographic information. And, you know, getting blogs, going to websites just to stay current on events and technologies is something that I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed after the Haiti earthquake in mid-January that a open database called OpenStreetMap.
And an open database, that's like a wiki?
A wiki, yes. It is styled as a wiki, which means that many people can contribute information to the database. The database is open. You don't have to have permissions per se. You just have to register, identify yourself, and then you're able to contribute. So the blog had some links to features on YouTube that had demonstrations of the work that they wanted done in Haiti in terms of mapping.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed those links and I looked at the YouTube blogs and I saw that it was probably something I was quite able to do. So I just set aside some time in the evenings and on weekends and did the work.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what the folks who are in Haiti doing some of the relief work needed the mapping for.
Well, you know, after the earthquake, there was a lot of movement out of the earthquake, the impact zones, which were the urban areas. Many people left the site, and they moved into the countryside area surrounding the urban areas, and they set up camps just to get out of that area. Some people probably stayed behind just to protect their properties and because they didn't have any means or abilities of moving, but the people that moved, they moved quite quickly after the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Cross was interested in finding where these camps were. And of course, you could imagine that you could fly around in a helicopter and you could start looking and, you know, coming back with detailed information and then sending people out on foot, you know, to visit these sites and try to find out if there's needs. It would be difficult. So they asked people in the OpenGIS community to help with the mapping. So the imagery over Haiti was being refreshed through agreements with NASA, a combination of satellite imagery and high-altitude imagery. It's being placed on the OpenStreetMap website, as well as more detailed photos were available for download so that you could do some thorough examinations on your own PC, transcribe that information back into OpenStreetMap. They were really interested in documenting new developments of transportation, which I guess when I say roads, it's a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what these were user-developed people paths, leaving town, exiting up into these mountain valleys and drainages to where these campsites were being established, presumably near water sources.
So would it be something that we would consider maybe a wide hiking path?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And perhaps if it were wide enough and not in too steep a terrain, probably somebody on an ATV or something could probably get up there too. But I, from the magazine articles and other websites that I've looked at, it looks like people are exiting town with carts pulled, you know, by humans and wheelbarrows.
Okay.
So, but you get enough people doing that, and it really was a dry time. It still is very dry there. So you can kind of see where you would create something visible that could be digitized.
So when you looked at the images over the course of, was it a couple weeks that you did this?
Right.
You noticed the images changing drastically.
It was remarkable. You go back to a place that you had visited where you had mapped a tent camp, and the tent camp would have expanded. And you, a lot of times somebody beat me there, and they'd, you know, they would have digitized that visible area of campsite, or they would also have digitized some of the additional visible routes that were being made by the human occupation and the travel that was going on there. So over the two-week period, you know, it became harder and harder to find new information to map. And what I understood from the YouTube videos was the Red Cross and some of the other non-government agencies, organizations, were pulling this information from OpenStreetMap, building hard copy maps and setting up assignments for visiting these sites to try to find what people needed there.
Cool.
Medically and food and water wise. A nice demonstration of what the digital connection to the world has to offer. What's interesting is there was quality control. In fact, I was contacted a few days afterwards by somebody from Germany. Who was assigned to do some of the examinations of the features that were being mapped in there, in their open database. And, you know, he had wondered where I'd gotten some imagery and how I had found some of the routes that I was mapping. And by use of Babelfish, you know,
tell us what that is.
Well, you know, it's another website that you can go in and get some translation work done. And if you stick to the important nouns and verbs, you can usually communicate with somebody.
Actually, that's probably good advice for any communication.
Yeah, so I appreciated knowing that there was some quality control to the work, and that the work was valuable for the relief efforts that are there. And I really haven't looked at it since after the first week of February. Okay. So,
if you just joined us, we're speaking with Tom McCann. He's a GIS specialist, among other things, with the U.S. Forest Service, and is talking about his work helping from here with the Haiti rebuilding. Well, it is rather amazing that you could help from northern Minnesota.
Yeah, just knowing that the OpenStreetMap was available and that the instructions and the requirements were posted very clearly in video clips on YouTube. You know, what's interesting to me is that, you know, I never met an organization. You know, it really was a citizen effort that could be fully instructed and monitored from the web.
Tom, can you explain in terms that would be easy for our listeners to understand, when you talk about mapping, what are you doing?
Creating features that can be overlaying on primary base map series, projected with a degree of accuracy in real time and space. And the mapping not only considers the features, it also considers the what's called metadata, meaning when a feature is completed on a map, there's a form that pops up and you type in, you know, your name, your observations, how you're classifying the information, and what your reference information is. What imagery are you actually viewing to resolve those issues?
So you would cite, for example, I'm just making this up, but that you looked at some NASA satellite image, and on such and such a day at such and such a time.
Right, yeah, and this is what you saw, and this is how you interpreted it. In addition to these tent camps and travel routes, they wanted to have some pinpointing of other buildings, and amazingly enough, out in the middle of some of this area that looked pretty well unvegetated. I mean, no trees, maybe some shrubs or grassland or something. You'd find a building, and, you know, you really couldn't tell from the image if it was collapsed or what, but, you know, you'd just put a point in and call it a building. The other thing that they were looking for was potential helicopter landing zones within proximity of the tent camp. So,
and you mentioned something to me yesterday when we talked earlier, that Haiti is actually quite mountainous and it's not as easy as you might think to find helicopter landing spots.
Sure. And I can imagine that there were even limited sites where people would want to set up these tent camps. And I didn't realize that Haiti was so mountainous, until exploring it this way. I don't think a whole lot of detailed mapping has been done of Haiti. I don't think it's big on the list for Four Doors or Michelin, you know, because
right.
It's not really a heavy-duty tourism site.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that they're just lacking a lot of background and base mm-hmm. map information. I think there's some general information that these features are projected on so that they could print out hard copy maps and go into the field or go by helicopter and search for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even straighten out some of the generalized mapping that was done. But I noticed that most of the urban areas had general street mapping already done.
Okay.
But as far as other than national roads, the trails that were already out there early on in the incident, they weren't on their base map mm-hmm. either. And from what I understand is a lot of this information gets transcribed into Google Maps.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's a way for, you know, general information to migrate into another open database.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting that you could do that and contribute from so far away. I'm wondering if you got a sense at all of how many other people like yourself were working on this project.
Things happened pretty fast. I don't know how many, but it seemed like it got harder and harder to find anything that wasn't mapped.
Huh.
Significant enough to take the time and do the detailed work.
Mm-hmm.
So rapidly, I think a large community of people who had an interest, desire, and ability to do this focused in on it through the notifications that came out in the media blogs for geospatial information.
Geospatial information, that's what you call it?
Yeah, that's kind of a general term. Geographic information systems is sort of a noun, and I think geospatial information is more adjective type.
Okay. Now, Tom, we mentioned your affiliation with the Forest Service, and weren't some of your colleagues maybe down in Puerto Rico involved in this in some way?
I think so. I had heard that the Forest Service has a role and continues to have a role in the Haitian relief effort by incident command teams of people who can set up logistics and operations and work with other government agencies for specific tasks, generally involved in emergency management, that they do have a role there. But, I really don't know if there's any organized Forest Service role in mapping. I think they're probably more interested in, you know, really handily helping out on site.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm. Tom, is there a way that people can go look at any of these maps without, of course, altering them? But is there a way to just look at them and see what you've done?
I think openstreetmaps.com is an interesting site for anybody to look at. I think it's actually worth people looking at our area and see what's here and what's correct. And, you know, and if something needs adding to the record, there's a chance for somebody to do that. It might be a little daunting in terms of the exact process, but, it would be good for people to at least look at our mm-hmm. area and see what is currently mapped.
Mm-hmm. So you worked on this over a couple-week period, right, when the incident happened?
Yeah, and it was very convenient for me. My ski partner, Nancy, was gone visiting her folks in Florida, and it seemed like most of the free time that we had, the temperatures were deep, and the wind was blowing hard, and it was kind of nice to be locked down someplace doing something that you thought was worthwhile and contributing to the effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it wasn't any paid time or anything. It was just very, very fascinating way to be involved in something that's going mm-hmm. on a long ways away.
Right, and a way you can contribute right from your home.
Yeah. A little high-speed internet helps, but that's what it takes.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Tom. We're almost out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No. Just other than to invite people to continue to think about Haiti as we get into the rain season, and then on into next fall as we get into hurricane season, because it's not over yet.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, and thank you for your work on that and for sharing it with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Ann.
That was Tom McCann of Grand Marais. He's a GIS specialist with the U.S. Forest Service.